Haha, in a world of D&D, this is Dungeon Quest!
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Dungeon Quest. I am your host, Joe the Widget Wilson. I am joined by the Dungeon Master himself, Mr. Eve Arwin.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, chat room? Glad to be here.
By the way, this is episode 8. Just saying. I forgot to say that. And we are joined, as always, by the Pigtail Master himself, David D'Enforce Adams.
Hey, everybody. Gonna have a great show today.
And bringing up the, not middle so much as the back half, Dan Wilson.
Hey, everybody. I'm back for another episode, and I will
remember,
be...
Remember, Dan, we had a discussion. We don't need to yell.
I'm expressing my excitement.
Someone needs to use their house voice.
It's our inside voice, okay? Let's use our inside voice.
You got it.
We are joined, as always, by the Loring Lou Master himself, Louis Salon.
Hello, everyone. Joe, Evarwin, Dave, Dan, chat room.
Yeah, Dan turned 21 this last Monday. So, happy birthday, Daniel.
Thank you very much. It was a
very birthless
fun week. Very fun week.
Until he got smashed last night and had to suffer through his first hangover today.
Yes! Yay! You become a man!
Ah, it's a rite of passage.
He can't Dan, you
see,
feel brain cells.
Unfortunately, his bathroom is above my bedroom, so I got the lovely privilege of hearing him Ralph for 2 hours last night in the middle of the night. So, Dan, learning experience.
I'm never drinking that much ever again, ever.
You know what?
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Makes that promise.
You had to learn it at some point, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. It is time to get into Dungeon Quest. Mr. Dungeon Master, the floor is yours.
Last week on Dungeon Quest, Tim, held captive by the necromancer Slaver Stims, was taken to the roof of his tower of torturous pain and stuff, so that more of Tim's secret latent abilities may be revealed. After Tim was attacked by a dragon, the dragon realized something about Tim that he himself did not know. The dragon whisked Tim away and showed him the millions of slaves that Stims kidnapped from their own time and plane of existence, and whom he uses to draw his power from. The dragon then urged Tim to free these slaves and end Stim's reign of terror throughout time, space, and the planes. Just then, Stim dematerialized the dragon, sending Tim falling to his death.
Oh my god, oh my god! I forgot, I'm still falling. Well, hold on. Stim's has a pool! I've never been so happy to find a big pool of water like this. I'm aiming for that thing. Alright, cannonball!
Tim hits the pool and is alive, but feels weird now that he's in water. Tired and unable to move, All the water around him boils around him and evaporates into steam.
I knew I was hot, but I didn't think I was that hot. I mean, dang.
I knew it. You are the pyromancer, foretold in Feldland prophecy. One of the three keys. I bet you feel very tired, covered in all that water, do you not, Tim?
Actually, I could go for a nap right now. That sounds good.
Zed. Zed. Good zombie. Take our prisoner while he's hardly able to move, and chain him in the stone dungeon.
Kinky.
don't touch me, or I'll do something pyromancery.
You're too tired, covered in all that water, to do anything.
Alright, just whatever. I'm gonna go take a nap now.
Zed!
Nap time.
Apprehend him! I have work to do at Delm's Heap. A little addition to make to our hoard.
Stims disappears with his staff of necromancy, cackling! Meanwhile, continuing their plan to save Tim, the group traveled to the town of Delm's Heap, where they met Lord Delm, the regent of Delm's Heap, who was preparing his people for a battle with a horde of undead zombies. Lord Delm explained to the group that the very crystals the old man needed to power his planar device, enabling the group to travel to the dimension Tim was being held captive, could be found inside a network of caves under their town. After the group made their way through the haunted caverns and solved a puzzle that locked the crystals away, the old man finally placed the crystals in his planar device, giving him the ability to power up. However, it was at this time where the necromancer known as Slaverous Stims appeared in a graveyard not too far from Delm's Heap and reanimated thousands of corpses to bolster the number of hundreds of zombies already poised to attack Delm's Heap. It is here we begin our story. As hundreds of zombies become thousands, the necromancer watches as his creations pound on the 10-foot-tall wooden stockade fence, beginning to tear it down. The people inside the fence, ready at their battle stations, lose hope at the sight of the dramatically increased numbers and panic. Fear sweeping their soldiers. The group, our Dungeon Quest heroes, emerge from the caverns and walk outside into the tiny courtyard to see anarchy ensue. The group emerges from the haunted caves, clamoring to get away from the ghosts.
Oh, holy God!
Hey, pretty lady! Hey, you, pretty lady, come here!
I meant to grab your arm. You have lovely mounds, though. What's going on here?
Can we move a little faster? They seem to be gaining on us. A little faster. Faster.
Ah!
Faster.
Thousands of zombies are at the gates! Ah!
You may run away, but please run away backwards.
Did you say thousands of zombies are at the gates?
Did he say backwards?
I'm going back in those caves and get the hell out of here.
Really? We get away from ghosts and now there's zombies?
So now we have a choice. Do we fight ghosts or do we fight zombies?
Oh, come on, you little wimps. We can do this. We're heroes. Ha-ha!
Hold on a second here. Is that the trappings of a leader coming out of Rogard the Paladin over there?
I may not have brains, sir, but I do have bronze.
This is your companion, right?
Where did he get the bronze from? Oh, wait. He's always had that. A little bit too much, if you ask me.
Scanning around
my brains went.
Scanning around the battlefield, Rogard, noticing a complete lack of leadership, grabs a horse and mounts it, and then begins to ride around the courtyard, shouting for the people to listen and gather around him.
I will call you Horsey Fluffy.
Well,
I guess we stand a better chance of surviving if we work together. I mean, haha, we do it. We've been doing it for, what, 8 episodes now? Gonna do it again, guys. Besides, they're undead. And, you elemental dude. Yeah, you. We can see if they still can fly.
Well, let's find out, shall we?
Those caves, they stink. Old man, you know that. They smell like you in the morning.
That's kind of true, they do. A crowd of townsfolk and soldiers begins to gather around Rogar during his mildly inspiring speech.
But my lord paladin, begins a soldier, there are thousands of them.
And I only have these tiny daggers.
I have paladin-y stuff I can do. Have you seen this shadow guy? He pops. It's pretty cool. The pigtail guy, well, he's kind of worthless, but that old man, I swear, he's not what he looks like. Trust me. Well, he is. Really, he is. But, you know, we can do this stuff. You got people here. You got tools.
Tools better than my daggers?
Besides, you're too wimpy to hold that axe anyway. So, yeah, I guess I'm going to smack the soldier and take his axe, I guess. Because those daggers are worthless, right?
A little bit.
What are you going to do? Sit there and throw them at two zombies at a time and go pick them up and hope you get more? Come on.
You need this thing. Episode.
He does have a point.
Ow!
Oh, holy crap, this thing weighs a ton!
You know, I might not have thought that properly. I think it weighs as much as Dian does. Now you have an axe, sir. Delm's Heap will have my sword, my muscles, and my good looks. Hey, ladies.
My dual swords, and my bow.
And my big-ass axe!
Oh, and... wow. I think they're all approaching us now.
At that moment... all hell breaks loose at Delm's Heap.
All right, the fun begins, aha!
Rogar begins to issue orders across the battlefield.
Archers, on those walls, yeah, point them at the undead guys. Shoot them. Heads, targets, great, good. You guys, long pokey sticks. Sticks, poke them through the wall, poke them through the grates. You guys, over there, the boiling black stuff. It can hurt him. You other guys, over there, standing by that big wood flingy thing. Put one of those big rocks on. I'll get it for you. You look like you were, like, 12. You know, you just fling it at them. They are great for bowling. I promise. We've done it.
We actually have.
Fire, that's guys. Anyone have any fire? Old man? Give these guys some fire.
I think what he meant to say was fire!
No, fire works too.
The zombies climbing the walls ignite on fire and slide off the walls from the tar. Those trying to climb the wall die from the volley of arrows raining down on them. Their bodies hit the ground, cluttering the floor beneath them, making it harder and harder for other zombies to approach the wall. The catapult and siege engine projectiles begin thinning out. The necromancers horde from the middle, their numbers thinning with each round of attacks that Rogar kind of orders.
I'm just doing my job.
That dungeon quest group must be behind those walls foiling my perfect plot. Well... Grandma used to always say, if you're going to commit mass genocide with reanimated corpses, you're going to have to do some things yourself.
Suddenly, Stim's grandmother appears for no reason at all.
That's right, dear.
And then disappears into thin air. Stim's disappears as well. The old man takes his wand and casts a spell of hardiness on the stockade fence, making it 100% more durable and giving it a repair over time effect.
Totally OP, but that's okay, because I'm the Dungeon Master.
Earthbound.
I should keep him out.
Stims reappears behind the wall, and he kicks the old man on the floor.
I've been waiting for this moment a long time, you crusty old bastard.
Who you calling old?
Really, Grandpa? Out of all the things he just called you, you picked old?
I changed my underwear recently.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The old man waves, aims his wand at Stims, and Stims aims his staff of necromancy at the old man. Just then, Rogard and Dian notice the fight about to happen inside the walls.
I got $5 on the old man, Dian.
Yeah, you know what? I honestly think that you'd win that one. He's very crotchety.
You're going down, you creepy.
It's his temper.
The necromancer grabs a hapless soldier by the throat and touches his staff to his chest. The soldier begins to glow a pulsating red light all around him, and Stims then levitates him off the ground and hurls him into the stockade fence. Once the soldier hits the fence, he explodes, blowing a gaping wall 10 feet wide into the fence, allowing dozens of zombies to amass and begin to run into the courtyard.
Oh, what the hell is this, a Michael Bay movie?
Stop!
How do you think I feel, guys? I'm just announcing over here, and I'm getting pelted by zombie arms and crap now. This is getting disgusting.
Stop the zombies, guys! Don't worry about me! I got this punk of a necromancer!
Hey, you guys, with the pokey sticks, come here! You can poke at them from a range. They're slow, clumsy.
Right, my lord.
Righto.
Scores of zombies pour into the courtyard through the gap in the wall. There may be a dwarf in a puddle, we're not sure.
Pikeman, lower him down! Aim for their junk! Oh no, that won't do anything to a zombie. Their heads! Their heads! Get him!
Rogard, Dian, the Shadow Elemental, and an army of pikemen charge down the muddy hill toward the gap in the wall without care or thought to themselves. They raise their weapons in defense of Delm's Heap and meet the zombies head-on! The sound of bodies, metal, and flesh clashing, and then blood spilling and shrill screams like this fill the battle as our heroes fight to the last man.
Trying to give me an audio cue here or something?
No, I'm just... All right, gentlemen, the fight. All right, so you've got 10 zombies around all of you, and you're within a foot of each other, and you guys have the initiative. So you have to roll to see who fights first, and then roll to see if you hit him, and then roll to see your damage. So, Rogard, roll first.
A d20 for initiative, sir.
Nice. Lou.
No. It was actually 11.
11? Okay. No modifiers to d20? Just regular 20?
Regular 20.
Yeah, we're not doing real D&D here.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Six.
Okay, and Dave.
16! With my mighty axe!
Great. The one that we want to go first the most goes first.
Don't get snarky with me, paladin.
Dian, you're armed with a two-handed axe, and you're affected by the paladin's retribution aura. So basically that means add 3 to your damage and 5 to your hit. So,
in other words, Rogar's good looks.
Exactly.
Hey. Like, he turns to the camera, smiles, and you see a gleam off of his perfect teeth. Wow, I've never rolled so bad in my life. Anyway, I rolled an 8 and a 4. I also don't know how to roll for hit, so I just rolled for the other thing.
Okay, so roll a 20 to see if you hit him. You got 10 guys in front of you. If you sneeze, you're going to hit him.
Okay, 10.
Okay, and roll to see your damage.
15 combined, 8 and a 4.
Very good. Charging into the fray, Dian swings his axe left and right, lobbing off heads as he swings. Rogard, you're next.
Alrighty then. Let me see here. I got a roll for hit.
Yeah, roll to see if you hit him and then roll for your damage.
I think my dice are stuck on 11.
You have a sword in your hand, plus you also have a AoE paladin spell and a single...
It's called Go-Go Pally Power.
Go-Go Pally Power, AoE, yeah. And Go-Go Pally Power single target.
Go-Go Power, okay, no, that's Go-Go Pwn Power.
Okay. So tell
We're
me...
We're going to use the Go-Go Pally Power, because we got 10 of them still.
Right. Okay, so you're doing the AoE.
Yes, sir.
So roll 2d6.
7.
2d6. So you rolled a 1 and a 6?
Yep.
Okay. That happens.
It does. More like a 3 to 4, but you know.
Alongside his friends, Rogard comes charging in, and he poops on the ground all golden crap. A couple of zombies, not liking it too much, melt in the golden aura of Rogard's amazing, beautiful paladininess. Shadow Elemental, you're up.
Okay. Oh. See, what am I going to use first? Swords. Foot of each other. Ah, crap. Swords it is. Dual swords. 1d10. All right, and...
Remember, roll to hit.
Mm-hmm. D10. 13, sir. Did I win?
The Shadow Elemental catches up with his friends. Pulls out his swords, dual wielding each of them. Slicing off limbs and heads left and right.
Great animation, Lou.
Thanks.
Dean, you're next.
Than I thought it would.
Okay. Ah, actually rolled something good. I rolled a 16 for my hit, and that was terrible. An 8 and a 1 on my my dice, so I rolled a, I guess, a 12 with the modifiers.
Mere Dean, I'll pick you up and swing you around.
Dan grabbing his axe, the two zombies that are in front of him, he headbutts them, spins his axe around, and rips their heads off with the blade of it, turning back around, driving the butt of his axe into a zombie's stomach, spinning it back around again, and ripping his head off with the blade of the axe. Rogard, you're next.
I'm genuinely surprised I could
it's
move that.
It's time to focus the go-go pwn power.
All right, let's see if I can miss again.
Unmissable.
Oh. Thank God, I rolled a 2.
Totally unmissable.
okay, 1d8. I rolled a 3. Apparently those cheese burritos are not working.
Rogard reaches over and grabs a zombie by the throat, and right as he is about to bite down on Rogard's hand, he infuses his fist with holy light from above and melts the zombie.
Let's see you do that, Dean.
Yeah.
Shadow Elemental, you're next.
Who's next? Oh, you four over there. I think you'll join your brethren in this nice little heap. And... 14.
Continuing
use
on.
Use your lasers! Narrator, tell him to use his lasers!
Lou, use your lasers! Says.
Shadow Elementals have lasers, right? Right?
No. They kind of pop in and out of stuff and hide in shadows like wimps.
Oh, they suck.
The Shadow Elemental takes a step back and peers down the mass of zombies in front of him. Lasers shoot out of his eyeballs. I can't believe I'm seeing this, guys. It's ridiculous. And he's cutting heads off left and right. Why? I'm the announcer. Why am I making sounds? It's ridiculous. Cutting heads off left and right. Zombies dropping all over the place.
Yes, leave that to the sound effects guy.
I never knew I had that power. Who would have thought?
Well, it's not like I haven't been wrong before.
I really have to try that again one day.
And apparently it sounds like bees.
Dean!
What?
Dean has the initiative. He grabs his two-handed axe. He's still holding on to it anyway.
Aw. I rolled a 3 for hit. And an 11 for damage.
With the modifier?
With modifiers.
The zombies around him, knowing that he never misses, take a giant step back as he swings his axe. Completely missing everyone around him. Rogard, our paladin, steps forward.
I still have some paladin reserves left. It's time for some more go-go pally power. Clear some of these boogers up. What do you guys think?
Still feeling...
Oh, dear God, yes.
Still feeling that he has magical abilities about him.
And I rolled a 20, so it's a guaranteed hit anyway, right? So... 12.
Well, you're going for the single target AOE. Now, right? The
AOE. No, I went for a go-go pally power, which is the AOE.
Ah. Mm.
Which is cool because I rolled a 20 for hit and a 12 for damage, which is max on both.
feeling like he's got more magical ability about him. Rogard takes his sword and shield and presses it close to his chest, and he allows holy light to radiate off of him. Zombies, knowing what's about to come next, begin to back up, but they can't possibly move fast enough. His body explodes with radiating light. A shockwave, a mini shockwave, rumbling across all of the zombies and melting a few of them in front of him into a pool of bone and gristle and putrescence.
Fair enough.
Okay, remember when we were talking about the burritos, Rogart? I think they worked. Pretty sure.
Well, when they gotta go out, they gotta come out one way or the other. Mix that with good looks, and boom.
Shadow Elemental!
New targets. New targets where... Oh, they're everywhere. All right, I'll take on these three over here. And... 13! Now for you, now for you, now for you.
Using his swords, he swings them around, driving them into zombies' stomachs, and dragging the swords up, tearing them in two left and right. All three of them dispatched. The final one, sort of hanging on to a little bit of life, the Shadow Elemental spins around and takes the top of his head off with a single blow with his sword.
And done.
Dean!
There are still more!
Oh my.
I rolled a 21 with a modifier on my hit, and a 13 after modifiers on my damage.
Well, come here, Dean. I'll put my hands on you and give you some of this awesomeness.
Thank you. Do you have to touch like that? That's my face. It's my face. It's my face.
I gotta hug you. Come on. Pals. It's only metal.
Stranger danger.
But you're squishy. You're almost fluffy.
Dean manages to push the paladin away ever so slightly. He closes the distance with the zombies who backed up. Angry, he spins around on a heel and lobs off 5 of their heads with a single blow, striking a few that belonged to Rogard as well.
Stole.
Well, that's not what I planned.
Rogard, you're next.
I feel a little exhausted from the last AoE attempt. I'm going to pull out my, am I all magic this time?
No, you got a 1d6 for your sword.
Yeah, my sword and shield. I'm going to pull out my sword and steal back some of those kills. By the way, Dean, I still got more than you.
Are we counting? Because I'm winning.
You don't want to count against me, sir.
That only counts as one!
The horde of zombies trying to spill into Delm's Heap is slowing down a bit. Their numbers are thinning, and the wall is repairing itself. Notwithstanding, Rogard raises his shield and sword in defense of Delm's Heap.
Aha! I was born for this!
Did you roll?
Yeah, I got a 14 hit and a 5 on the d6.
He shield bashes a zombie, drives his sword into its gut, and pulls it up, tearing him in two, dispatching the zombie in front of him. He then moves off to his right, where Dian is, and drives his sword into a nameless zombie's chin, and it pops out of his head. He pulls it out. The head's still on his sword. He puts head down on the ground, puts his foot on the head, and pulls his sword out and looks at Dean.
Come on, dude. That was nasty. That was just nasty.
Point proven.
Shadow Elemental, you're next.
How many are left? It feels like we've been fighting here all day. And 15.
Gasping for air, feeling a little winded, the Shadow Elemental amasses some left in him and spins his swords around, hacking off limbs and heads left and right, trying to clear the rest of the zombies out.
Get back to the realms where you belong, you...
Ears and fingers and jaws drop in front of him.
Good gods, this is going to be disgusting for cleanup. Why can't things ever be easy?
A small smile on their face begins to encroach, feeling like they may actually win the day. Seeing that the zombies are thinning out, their last round approaches. Dean, you're up.
Oh my god. With modifier, I rolled a 10 on hit. And my damage is 14.
Dean takes the axe, and in a cleanup crew type fashion, spins the axe around, lobbing off three heads from zombies, cleaving them in two. Rogard!
It is time for some more go-go pwn power! My two favorite tricks! You guys like them?
You need to do more of that.
Please, do more of it.
I rolled a 6 for the single target damaging spell.
Rogard swings his shield on his shoulders and buries his sword into its sheath. He grabs a zombie's throat in his right hand, another zombie's throat in his left hand, and he drills holy power coursing through his veins into their flesh, making them explode all around him. He drops
fireworks.
He drops their trachea into the mud and cleans off his hands.
Come here, Dean.
Oh, no, don't rub it off. Oh, this was a nice shirt.
Finish him up, Shadow Elemental.
All right. For the love of all things elemental, please let these be the last. Even we have to rest. Technical problem, refresh the page. And a whopping 14.
Sword still in his hands, the Shadow Elemental disappears, and then reappears behind the few remaining zombies left. He takes a sword and pushes it through the back of one zombie, and then pulls it out, spinning around, hacking its head off. He takes his other sword in his left hand and drives it through another zombie's back of his neck.
And for you!
Turning the blade, ripping the head off.
God, that's gonna leave a mark.
A third zombie approaches him from behind. He spins around in a scissor manner. Using his swords, cuts that zombie's head off too. That
oh, oh no, not
being
you.
The final. As the group musters around themselves, the pikemen begin to cheer as they're cleaning up the rest of the zombies as well. And suddenly, the unspeakable happens. The gate to Delm's Heap comes crashing down around the pikemen that were ordered to defend it. Giant, troll-like zombies come crashing through, breaking stone and wood all around them. The pikemen over there are completely overrun, and more zombies begin to flood in from that end of Delm's Heap.
Ah, crap.
Meanwhile, back at the fight with Stims and the old man,
you and the rest of Feldland will be my slaves.
That paladin will be for Feldlin's shield, and my grandson will be its sword.
Stims fires a bolt of green light from his staff of necromancy, and the old man fires an orange bolt of magic power from his wand. The bolts of magic meet head-on in the middle, neither one relenting to the other. Tension gathers where they had meet, and there's an explosion sending both the old man and the necromancer flying 10 feet back. Stims gets up, seeing that the old man is having a hard time getting on to his feet, and he yells out, "Fireball!" A huge fireball is formed between the space of his two palms, and he hurls it towards the old man, who's just now getting up on his feet, who screams out, "What a shield!" A giant shield of water surrounds the old man. The fireball hits it, dissipates, and the water shield is broken.
Now, lightning strike!
A bolt of lightning from the clouds above comes rocketing down towards Stims. Stims is hit. He flies off his feet and begins to get back up, dusting himself off, and then yells,
"Explosive pink bunnies!"
No! Not the fluffies!
Tiny little plush pink bunnies with dynamite attached to them begin to walk over to the old man, who's not too sure what to do, either laugh or feel terrified. The old man shells out,
"Swotor pebbles!"
We all know what he's talking about.
Yeah, we all know just how effective those are.
Rocks from the ground begin to levitate past, toward, and toward, from behind the old man toward his target, which are the pink bunnies. And they began to take tiny little pebbles. The pink bunnies blow up one after the other after the other after the other after being hit with the pebbles from Star Wars The Old Republic.
Now, vines!
The old man yells. Green vines wrap around Slaverous Stim's arms and legs and begin to pull him down to the ground, but just before he succumbs to him, he yells, "Wither!" And the vines died and fall off of him. He pulls himself up and points to the ground at the old man's feet and cries out, "Sudden hole!" Hearing this, the old man shouts, "Levitate!" as a sudden hole appears where his feet once were. He levitates down to a safe place on the ground and then yells out, "Sudden anvil!"
Really? Sudden anvil?
Hey,
Grandpa, you're just making this up now.
It works!
Stim sidesteps, and the anvil comes crashing down at his feet.
Well, it worked on Bugs Bunny.
This is no cartoon, old man.
With extreme heat from his hands, the necromancer touches the anvil and begins to melt it and fashion it and levitate it all around him, turning it into bullets! Fire! Iron bullets fly through the air toward the old man, who screams out,
"Meat Shield! Justin Bieber! Nicki Minaj! Snooki! Kristen Stewart! Kim Kardashian! Kanye West! Everyone from One Direction!"
They all appear in front of him and take the bullets and die!
Oh, my God. Oh, that could not get worse.
Attack with Rihanna and Chris Brown!
It just got worse.
It's worse. There's something alive down here.
I'm not afraid of horrible music and domestic disputes. Rihanna, Chris Brown's album outsold yours.
Then they begin to fight and they kill each other.
Clearly, we seem to be at a bit of a stale.
Boulder to the face!
A giant boulder materializes from nowhere and hits the necromancer square in the face, sending him backward and dropping his staff. The boulder rolls on top of him, pinning him to the ground. Rogard approaches it, picks up the staff, and shatters it over a knee.
I got the firewood. Well, hey, old fart. The zombies. Yeah, they're dead. Again, over there. The wall's back, well, we lost a lot of guys. Just to say, a few pikemen, they got stomped. Your grandson's fine. Yeah, he's fine over there. The shadow guy, no problem. Me, I'm cool.
Well, it's good to see you're back. Now let's see if we can...
We got some more problems, though. Well, can you do something?
Oh, I see what's going on back there. Hold on a second here. Let's get Stims before he disappears.
Too late.
Stims disappears from under the boulder, but not before the old man could point his wand at him, drawing something from Stims before he disappears. The gates to Delm's Heap break down even further, and now zombies are pouring in all around the courtyard.
Everyone, I got the biometric signature from Stims. We can track him down. Now hurry up and come here.
Hearing the call, Dian and the Shadow Elemental begin running to the old man. But Dian is grabbed by a zombie and falls.
Oh, God, help.
The Shadow Elemental isn't seeing or hearing anything. He's running.
Damn you, Shadow Elemental. Damn you.
Dian screams.
Sorry!
Dan screams for help as a zombie bites him, tearing flesh from his neck.
Oh, God, why?
Wait, hold on. I have a zombie coming after me now.
Oh, God, I'm being attacked and I'm more important because I'm an actual character.
I'm hitting him with my microphone.
Stop trying to steal my moment here.
Oh, God. One of them just grabbed me! I'm going down! Ouch! They're biting me! Oh, this really freaking hurts like hell! My blood's all over the ground as 1, 3, 5 zombies are feasting on me! As I'm still alive— Why the hell am I still announcing?!
Oh god, I'm being attacked!
Don't anyone do anything! We have one chance to save them all! We'll need to manipulate time and space to save them, but we can do it by tracking down Stims! All I need to do is turn on the planner device and touch the biometric signature to do it, and follow his path through the plains to his current dimension. Buck up, fellas, we're gonna save the world!
Before I turn into a zombie and kill people in Delm's Heap, I just have to say that—
Come on, why?
The old
I'm
man—
I'm being attacked still!
Rogard, in the Shadow Elemental, they disappear into thin air!
To be continued.
Yeah, again, could have post-edit.
I guess we all saw The Walking Dead last night.
And that's it for tonight. That is episode number 8. Stay tuned in 2 weeks as we dive into episode 9 and see what happens next. What comes out of that deviously weird mind of Yvarwin and the rest of the gang? Hi, that was Dungeon Quest. You can find us where, Yvarwin?
DungeonQuest.mymiddleearth.com, as well as on Twitter at DQ Podcast. You can also email the show. I believe it's DQPodcast@gmail.com.
You believe correct, sir.
Very good.
We each have individual Twitters. I am at The Widget. Dave is at Dienforce, DienForce. Yvarwin, that's what it is. Yvarwin. Evawr. I messed that up. Spell his name out. Lou is GamerGuy11B. Dave is something we did. Dan, the other guy that hardly talked tonight, is somewhere else. This has been. Alright, fine. It's Boone_Teeny.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah. You're not welcome. Everybody, this has been Dungeon Quest is a Quest Gaming Network production in association with the Wolf Network, and I just want to say, stay away from zombies.
Have a good night, everyone. Thanks for joining.
It's easy for you to say stay away from zombies, damn paladin. I got 8.
Good night, everybody. Have a good one.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for joining us. See you all again next time.
Quest Gaming Network. Great people, great podcasts, a better network.